So I drove 5.5 hours last night to come down here and speak for 15 minutes. And I just really wanted to stay sober, but man, I don't even know. Like, I thought I was going to have, like, this icebreaker, or, you know, I thought that was going to be funny enough to just, like, really get the crowd going and, you know, relieve my nerves. But I don't know if a lot of you know me, so it's not like I got to go through my story again and talk about the stolen truck and the, you know, eviction notice on the door and the electricity that was cut off every weekend when I was first starting to get sober and, you know, just all the war stories and all the stuff that led up to that. I feel like a lot of you know me, and I only have 15 minutes, so the best way I think a message can be conveyed, you know, is just to kind of get current, you know, for me and maybe someone else out there. My last year of sobriety has been a game changer for sure. My whole life, I think, has been completely ran by impulse and instinct. And I can remember even when I was in kindergarten, you know, just feeling just awkward and less than, and walking into the first day of school and, you know, just not really feeling right, you know. And most, you know, some students or kindergartners, you know, they clam up and, you know, get shy and don't talk to anyone or whatever, you know. And I think other children react differently. They bounce off the walls and kick the principal and bite students and punch, you know, the teacher and, you know, do all this crazy stuff, you know. And this is a trend. This kind of behavior has been going on, I think, all my life. I think even to this day to some degree, you know, depending on how my wife treats me, you know, as a joke. But, you know, nonetheless, you know, I still act like, you know, a two-year-old. And, you know, going back to the impulse thing and then chasing instincts, you know, I think a lot of us all have it. You know, we have, you know, this malady or this spiritual malady and this, you know, need to get, you know, doubles of everything in order to feel worthwhile inside, you know. And that's definitely, you know, my problem. And, you know, a year ago, I took off, you know, from Tampa because I wanted to chase a buck, you know, and I wanted to, you know, be something like super important. And my whole life, I've always wanted to be, you know, something super important. I think we all have, you know, that commonality to some degree, you know, where we want to be a part of or just be, you know, someone or have a purpose, you know. And it's been really scary, you know. It's been really, 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 really scary. Probably the most fear I've ever been in my entire life. You know, I just had a, I have a three-year-old, I got married, you know, and this has all happened, like, within the last, you know, 3 years, and, you know, moved my whole life down to South Florida, you know, to chase this dream, and, you know, and it's been really, really rough, you know. It's been really, really rough. It's been fun, you know, if I can, you know, depending on how much I'm sponsored, you know, and depending on how current I get with my friends and the closest ones to me, you know, and, you know, but it's been really, really, really crazy, you know. I live in about a 1,200 square foot condo. It's like a one and a half bedroom, like with a den, you know, and that's where my son is. And, you know, I fancied this, you know, this big condo penthouse, you know, on Hollandale Beach, and, you know, thought that I was going to be like living the high life, you know. But the fact of the matter is I have another baby on the way now, you know what I mean? So now I'm kind of stuck in a bind, you know. I live in this high rise 1200 square foot condo, one and a half bedroom condo, and I have another baby on the way, you know. So, you know, it's kind of nutty, and I don't know what to do, you know. I don't know what to do. My wife is super preggo right now, you know. She's, you know, about 6 months in, and, you know, and we fight, you know, a lot, you know, and it's because of me. It's because of me. It's because I'm really stubborn, and she is too, and I'm that two-year-old that I was talking about beforehand. And, you know, I mean, just last night, the drive down here, it's 1 a.m., we're driving, trying to get down here, you know, and she wanted a McFlurry, you know, and And, you know, if you try and tell a pregnant woman that you're not going to pull over and get her an Oreo McFlurry, you know, that you just don't do that, you know. You just don't do that. And, you know, and sorry for the newcomer, you know, if you can't really relate with this, but I'm sure if you stick around and stay sober long enough, you'll have these kinds of problems. You know, the kind of problems I had when I first got here was, you know, having no money, being worried about where I'm going to stay, and, you know, couch surfing and all those things. But, you know, as time goes on, I've prayed to God that, you know, I'll have a wife one day and a kid and a house and a kick-ass job and all this, you know, responsibility, and I have all that now, and now it's like, shit, what happened to the stolen truck? You know what I mean? Why couldn't I just enjoy the moment more at that point in time, driving around in my stolen truck with my red-nosed pit bull tied to the back and going to Starbucks and smoking, you know, 20 fucking packs of cigarettes, you know? I mean, I don't smoke anymore either, you know, that was, you know, I haven't smoked a cigarette, I don't even remember how long, but, you know, this sobriety thing is really a ride, you know, and I know there will be a time where I'll look back, you know, and this is where I really have my moments of clarity and somewhat of an awakening from time to time is when, you know, I can really say, well, remember when you said this, that, and the third, and this is where you wanted to be, and you look back now, and that's going to happen again, you know, in the next 5 years. I'm going to look back, I'm going to say, damn, you know, look, babe, we had it made. We lived in this, you know, condo on Hollandale Beach in South Florida, and, you know, and I couldn't appreciate it because I always just wanted more, 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 more. That's my problem. My whole life, I've always wanted more. Either it was the alcohol or the drugs or the sex or the gambling or money or prestige, whatever it is, I always need more of it, you know, and, you know, so it's been a ride. I'm really thankful to the core members that are still here, you know, and keeping this thing alive, you know, Dave, you know, Lloyd, you know, Ryan, Terry, Todd, you know, and all the women too, Annie, Morgan. I know you've had your rides, you know. I mean, I think we've all had our rides, and I think what's really cool is that we still can come up here and talk about it. So I'm just grateful that you allowed me the opportunity to come up here and talk just a little bit about, you know, what I've going on. I don't know how much time I got, but I feel like it's a good ending point. You know, my life is very fulfilled, you know. It's very, very fulfilled, and, you know, I've never in my entire life have ever had so much responsibility and pressure, you know. But there doesn't have to be so much pressure, you know. There really doesn't have to be, you know. As long as I'm praying every day and I'm staying involved and I'm staying current with my sponsor, you know, everything else will work out, you know. And, you know, really just enjoying the moment. That's really something that I really want to do. It's something that my sponsor has always preached, you know, from day one, you know, is just enjoying the present moment. And, you know, because, I mean, life is just too damn short, man. It's just way too damn short, you know. And thank you for letting me share.